Now, Quiggs.
Yes.
You know the Hunter Sports Group?
Yes.
Tinkler's Tinkler, group.
Yeah.
Now, since they dropped the Jets, they're going to have to drop the second S out of, out of sports. Hunter Sports, Hunter Sports Group.
They're not even a group.
It's just Hunter Sports Team. Yeah, yeah. It's like a bad boy band. They're dropping like flies.
Yeah,
no, doing their own thing.
They're going solo.
Yeah.
That's never going to end well. One flop album. We'll never hear them again.
The Football Sack Podcast, brought to you by Summerland Credit Union. Go to summerland.com.au for more info.
Mate, the A-League's in the headlines again. Have you been hearing all this news?
I've heard it.
No, you've heard it?
Saw it.
Jamie Coyne has been...
gone.
He's gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
It's a big news story.
Yeah. Another blow to the A-League.
Oh, another one. It is terrible.
Sad. Remarkable news. The Newcastle Jets have pulled out handed back their license, Nathan Tinkler, to the FFA, which was remarkable to see Ben Buckley claiming that they couldn't do that. You can't just walk away from an agreement. This is, of course, after the FFAL walked away from North Queensland Fury and Gold Coast United. So the irony wasn't lost on anyone who was watching Ben Buckley squirming and saying to the Jets, no, you can't.
In the news, for all about wrong reasons, really.
It's at finals time, and we had the A-League Awards.
Did anyone even know about it?
No, it was totally lost.
Exactly.
Really, really bad timing. But to be honest, I sympathise with where the Jets are coming from. It's impossible to get answers out of FFA. You know, we've said on the podcast before, we're going on almost 2 full years now since we received an email from Ben Buckley saying, hey guys, do you want to have a meeting? He emailed the Football Sack and said, do you want to have a meeting? And we said, sure, you know, what time suits you? And we're still waiting to hear back from him. When Tinkler says, you know, we've been trying to get answers from the FFA, but we can't get anything out of them,
take a ticket.
Yeah, get in line with the rest of us.
Nah, it's really a bad situation. You got to feel sorry for the fans, but also the whole A-League, all their fans, they get a bad rap because of it.
Like, yeah.
Is pretty much the laughing stock of Australian sport.
That's the thing. Everyone who loves the game tries to promote the game, you know, within the circles of friends that sometimes aren't football fans.
Yeah.
And they'll do a great job of selling this product that is our game of football, and only to have FFA once again turn it into a laughing stock, and it sets everybody back years.
No, mate.
It's frustrating, it is, to say the least.
You say that again. Like, no one's going to invest anymore. They've been putting out reports saying that it's $25 million worth of accumulated debt for the whole league. And expecting the same thing for the next season. So who's going to look at that and say, oh, yeah, it's going to take over the Jets?
Yeah. Well, I'm of the opinion that the A-League has to be run separately to FFA. Yeah. Like the Premier League has to be run separately from the FA in England. Otherwise, it would all just go to shit. It is, you know, take it away from them. Let them focus on developing football. Forget about the A-League. The A-League might have a chance. What annoys me is that you've got people like Frank Lowy who are running FFA and therefore running the A-League, but are also crying out for rich people to come and help out. Well, you know,
yeah. Well,
lead by example.
They need to take a leaf out of the NRL and have an independent commission.
Yes.
Well, Lowy's got his 15% stakeage in Sydney FC, so you know there's a conflict of interest.
Absolutely.
And Ben Buckley, I reckon, I don't know, he's not very...
He's now ticked off his third club that's rolled over since he came into the job.
There's a conspiracy going around that Ben Buckley's actually still working for the AFL. And he's trying to destroy the A-League. Yeah,
he's like a time bomb that's been planted, and it's going to go off later on.
Well, he's doing a good job, isn't he?
Yeah, he's working. He's an insider. Yep. Yeah. All right.
He's the mole.
The mole. He's the mole. I'm starting the conspiracy theory now on this show that Ben Buckley is a mole.
Mate, have you noticed that the A-League has adopted a relegation system at the moment?
Yeah.
One team goes out, another one comes in.
It's a nightclub policy. One in, one out. We're full. I think Ben Buckley should take up origami because he's great at making things fold.
One of your best.
Yeah, thanks, mate. How far can FFA push it before it just Buckley and co, just their positions become totally untenable?
Well, surely now.
I would have thought after one team folded.
Yeah.
The A-League Awards night was held this week as well. Thomas Broich being voted the A-League's best player of the season.
I don't know about you, but I was very surprised considering he missed a large chunk of the season, really.
He's the best player in the A-League, heads and shoulders, but like you say, he missed a massive chunk that coincided with the dip in form for Brisbane that allowed Central Coast Mariners to win the Premier's plate. So very, very interesting that he polled enough votes in the time that he was on the field.
And that's another foreigner to win the...
Exactly, yeah. Well, but I'm happy for foreigners to win this because it means they're adding something to the league.
Yeah.
So Brian Dean was never in the running to win this, and a lot of people will say, who? And that just backs up my point. I'll also add that Dario Vidicic did not get a mention after I predicted him to be the flop of the season. So what bothered us about the polling and made us question it was one name, the name that came third.
Archie Thompson. How did he get third?
Very good player, Archie. I like him a lot.
I do. But he wasn't the third.
I think he scored, like, where was his last goal? It was 2009, something like that.
Was he really the third best player in the A-League
season? No. He was probably the third best player at Melbourne Victory, but they finished outside the finals. So for me, that was puzzling. Graham Arnold won Coach of the Year, which was nice to see.
Yeah, it was. Well, he's brought that team up to... championship contenders, so he deserves it, really.
Yeah, well, I mean, Premier's plate. Money where the mouth is. He's done the business. A lot of people thought that Ange would get it again, but I'm happy to see Arnie get it. I think Ange's probably got a better squad, a stronger squad, so I think Arnie's definitely deserved that Coach of the Year. Good night for the Central Coast Mariners. Matt Ryan, Young Player of the Year and Goalkeeper of the Year.
Absolute gun, isn't he?
The kid is the superstar. Overnight, Brad Jones played for Liverpool in the English Premier League. He'll be kicking himself because he's not going to get any more games for the Socceroos, unfortunately. Mitch Langerak playing for Dortmund as well. Goalkeeping stocks.
We've had a lot of good goalkeepers during the time. So.
Well, Federici's been one of the best players in the championship this season for Reading as well. So, yeah, I think we'll be right for goalkeepers. So that should mean that all Socceroos teams from now on could just go all out attack because Matt Ryan's got it. He's got it covered.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Nah, he's got it covered.
He's got it covered? Yeah, he's that good, you reckon?
Nah, don't worry about it. He's got it covered.
He's that good.
In the Women's League, the W League, Sally Shippard from Canberra, that, of course, won the W League this year, was voted the Women's Player of the Year, and Ashley Brown from the Young Melbourne Victory. Player of the Year from Melbourne Victory.
A little bit of trivia.
You can interrupt now.
In the W League, yes. Do you know who I actually support?
Who?
Canberra.
Is that because you support Canberra Raiders?
Yes. That's pretty much why.
That's not trivia.
That is trivia.
It's trivial.
Yeah.
As you know, mate, here at the Football Sack, we are 100% committed to being prepared.
Yep.
For our podcast, we check our facts and we are 100% professionals when it comes to pronunciation of players' names. Can't say the same for ESPN SportsCenter. Chelsea defeated Benfica in the Champions League during the week. They do have two players. One is Ramirez, one is Raul Mireles. Okay? Raul Mireles scored, Ramirez did not. Here's what the commentator had to say about it.
Chelsea can kill this game off now. Former Porto player and Portuguese international Raul Ramirez.
That is professionalism personified.
Do you reckon he was trying to read that off the paper?
Yeah, like, and he's just panicked and thought, we're live. We're live. Go with it, Ramirez. Stick around after the break. Dean Heffernan from the Perth Glory joins us to talk about his teammates.
The Football Sack Podcast is supported by the Asia Pacific Football Institute. To find out more, head to apfi.net.au.
Dean Heffernan from Perth Glory joins us on the line now to play the teammates game. Dean, I'll fire away first, mate. Who is the worst dressed player at the club?
Worst dressed player would be Billy Mehmet.
Billy Mehmet, hands down, no competition at all.
Hands down, yeah. I think he tries to dress a bit like a 20-year-old still.
Oh, he's not far off 20.
No. Yeah, probably. But in looks, he is.
So. I hope he doesn't listen to the show, mate. You're in for it.
Mate, who fancies themselves as a comedian? You know, a bit of the class clown type.
Probably Stephen McGarry's a bit like that. He's pretty funny. And, he gets a bit of a laugh out of the boys. But to be fair, there's a few characters in the team like that, so... Yeah, there's never a dull moment.
Any pranksters?
Yeah, probably Travis Dodd. actually. He's probably the one that, will do the unexpected and pull a few pranks on people.
The pest.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Mate, who fancies themselves as a bit of a pop star, but in reality should never be let near a microphone?
That's probably Stevie McGarry as well, actually, because recently, to be fair, in the change rooms where I'm next door, there's two separate change rooms, and I can hear him belting out tunes all the time, to be fair, when he's in the showers.
He sounds like the worst possible teammate to have.
He's not too bad, but, yeah, there's one or two little things that he does.
Does Steve McGarry like One Direction?
Pretty much, yeah.
So he pretty much likes the worst music ever.
He's got the boy band look, actually, to be fair.
Yeah, I'll disagree with you on that one. Who's the best dancer?
Honestly, have no idea. I haven't seen anything for it either. So, you know what? I'm going to have to go with Stevie McGarry again.
this is boring.
Stick to the whole singing boy band dancing thing.
You don't know any of your teammates, do you? You just hang out with Steven.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mate, who's the best trainer at your club?
Probably, Burnsy. Jacob Burns, for sure.
Yep, not Stephen McGarry.
Nah, I'll let him go on this one.
Oh.
Who's the worst trainer?
I'm just going to say myself.
Come on,
jeez,
mate.
You're dobbing yourself in, mate.
Yeah, I know, I don't want to dob anyone else in, so I'll stick to myself for that one. Oh. I already feel bad for calling Billy the worst dress. So.
who's the brainiac, mate? Who's the smartest?
Someone that was pretty switched on with some things was Hughesy before he left, to be fair. I ran with him once or twice and got some good real estate advice off him. So
mate, Hughesy's from the same town as we are, actually, over in Lismore.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So that must be in the water.
Mate, Breed is smart up here. I hope you've got your shooting boots for the game at the weekend, mate. We had Adam Kwasnik on the pod a couple of weeks ago, and he went out and scored in the Asian Champions League the next game. So we're 100% ratio to people being on the podcast and scoring in the next game. Do you fancy a goal against your old club?
Really? Well, if that's the case, I do now. You're planting the seed, so... Yeah, hopefully. I've scored once or twice at that field before when I used to play there, so it'd be nice feeling to score in a semi-final again there.
Looking forward to getting back there, mate?
Yeah, of course, always. I've only been back there once so far, but loved it, and had a really good time there for the 4 or 5 years I was there, so yeah, it's always good to go back.
Awesome. Thanks very much for your time today, Dean. Thanks for joining us on the Football Safe Podcast.
No worries, thanks a lot, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate. Good luck on the weekend.
Cheers, bye.
Turning to matters on the field, the semi-final this weekend to see who advances to Suncorp Stadium to face the Roar next weekend. Central Coast Mariners host the very informed Perth Glory. Tough road trip to come all the way across the coast, but they're in pretty hot form. Central Coast played extremely well against Brisbane out of that game.
Should be a very close game. They're just coming into form, the Central Coast, after a few losses.
Yeah.
But I think they can come out with a win.
I think Central Coast will probably get the results. Honestly, it will just be the home factor. I think if this game's in Perth, I think Perth is probably going to edge it.
Yep.
And I think that since it's in Gosford, I expect the Mariners to go through to a repeat grand final of last year. We'll wrap up the show. And if you would like to contact the show, you can email us info@thefootballsack, Twitter the show @thefootballsack, join the Facebook group, or Twitter myself @Jack_Quigley or Pat, who is now on Twitter.
Yes, I'm a new member. You have to be nice to me. I don't know what I'm doing half the time. I'm just making random crap, really.
Welcome to Twitter. That's it. That's all there is. It doesn't get any better than that.
But you can follow me with the whole of my other followers, the whole six people. Flarty, FLAHERTY_P. I actually like Twitter. It's pretty cool.
It's great, yeah.
You actually learn a lot of things and you learn a lot about Jack Quigley.
We're not...
When you get on the soapbox, mate, you're amazing.
Yeah, I get my rants and everyone else just puts their phone down. Just don't check Twitter for another 25 minutes. Quigley's onto something. Thanks for joining us, mate.
No worries.
Thanks for listening, everyone. This is the Football Safe Podcast.
That was the Football Sack Podcast. If you haven't already, subscribe on iTunes to stay up to date with all of the football action across Australia. Oh, yeah.